first time I was with his maths thing at Black Lake. Hi, Black Lake. Anyone who's not been particularly good at technical questions, and also just like to thank, the guys at QME and also particularly at the Red Casuals. What does that title mean? We notice that in this space, in particular, three things keep coming up like every other day. Size, power, and cost. So, 20 grand is that 3 year life, 20 bucks. And, okay, we can track cattle within fairly large areas. But not only that, it's actually just the communications to us. It's like giving a cow or any other asset in the field that one way is the best way. So it's been designed not only to track cattle, we chose tracking cattle for a very specific commercial reason, which is we reckon if you can afford to stick one on a cow, you can probably afford to stick one on just about anything. So a cow sells for $700, and after 3 years of growing the thing, you don't cost that very much money to stick the tracking device on. Well, real technologists, in fact, I discovered more so than I expected when I was looking for them yesterday. Gordon also was involved in doing things like developing inertial guidance systems for the Harrier jump jet. So quite employed the keynote speech, which is one of the statistics that we use in the keynote speech. But we're basically communication specialists, not agriculture specialists. You might have noticed some of the work going on by the CSIRO suing people around the world for Wi-Fi breach of patent. As well as that's a lot of the technical side of that was developed by Donald Sullivan, who's right about now, just on the board. On the other side, we partnered with Agtrix, who are interesting in their own right, because they're pioneers in Australia in actually delivering to commercial properties spatial data solutions, so you can visualise what's going on in the properties. They primarily worked in Kane up in the Kai region. And actually, the reason they're not here at the moment is because Kane is right in the busiest period right now. What does it look like? This is about 1,000 hectare area that we look like to build a network each time. So, 25 bags on the cattle. It's just a snapshot. What I said before about the thing is that the highlight of here, we're also talking about something such as crops, sounds of have tags on all of the domestic water meters throughout the atmosphere. We can't know what we're reading, for example. Soil loss content price. So you can take a $5 price for 3G plus. Stick on the budget cost. Sorry. $5 cost of plus stick on soil loss content. We get remote reading for the next 3 years. Feels that the same kind of effect irrigation is making. Gordon's actually got a gateway that's learned from us. So the one set up, you can actually distribute a whole bunch of sensors that are fundamentally low cost. We use the other two. What a high cost of the way technology is combined. How far does it work over? We have ranges freestanding in the world for pipes and controllers by the size of 25 plus. I just had to show this program because there's more than extremely weighted. We're sitting on grandma's and sitting here, the cow which is then on the screen with these sort of bricks. Doesn't work on standing in a base station. Base station actually also been designed along with the tag. The tag was designed very specifically, not for those technologies. Those technologies say, gee, how much more can we do with this technology? These guys said, how much cheaper can we make this technology? So what they've also done with the base station incredibly cheap. Think about this as half of a mobile phone base station. Mobile phone base station is right. It's now up to $150,000. These base stations pretty much the cost of this year. So this is not provide, as I said, 5% of the radius of this plot, $3 is developed. It actually develops the next generation of the technology to double that range. We're not looking at that yet. We need to get that far in the commercialization. It's not GPS. The pros and cons of that, we're not as accurate as GPS. It's a triangulation solution, so we're plus or minus 15 meters 95% of the time. We're a lot lower cost, but we can last in the field for a hell of a long time. So our water meter, where we don't have a form factor issue, a weight issue, we're looking at 10 year plus in the field life. Without any solar cells, any field power plant. So what's the difference? You can see it's coming across the side, battery life. You don't pay the backhaul. So if you install, for example, solar moisture content probe, quite often it's connected via 3G, and only enough $10 a month per probe. One of our base stations is connected via 3G, but a single base station can handle many thousands of tags in the field at the same time. So for $10 a month per base station, you can handle 10,000 devices in the field. Fundamental cost technology per device is also fundamental. The replacement GPS car, I think, will be government GPS capacity. And I'm not sure if most GPS will be. This is one part of a complex set of applications that could become the solution in the future. How do we actually do better and better agriculture management to stop those costs that I was talking about before? It's an increased place and increased production. Thank you.